broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Be off 5 seconds
because it's on a delay. I don't know, we have two different things, and when we disconnected things,
we're falling apart.
Yeah, when we disconnected things to reboot. Do stuff at the
we need to reboot
to do stuff at the Christmas.
Remember when you always had to reboot your damn computers?
Yeah,
remember how frustrating that was?
Yeah,
oh, it sucked. Remember your phones used
that,
to have
that big thing?
Remember when you used to have your phones, you'd have to hold them up. Your cell phones when you first got them?
Yeah.
Guess I didn't have one then.
You didn't? You?
Why would you hold your cell phone up?
You just did. Get your signal. It was just spotty, and then you'd have to walk around in certain areas.
And you'd have to shout?
Until you found it.
Or
can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Don't you remember the old commercial? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you
but
hear me now?
I didn't see him holding the cell phone up in the air.
You always had to go to different spots.
But if you're holding it up here, you can't use it.
Yeah, you can't use it. They got this thing called a microphone.
But how are you going to hear? Speakerphone wasn't going then.
Oh, yeah, it was. We all
not on
speakers.
The one I had.
Speaker.
Neil, you still have a flip phone.
I wish I did.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. 817, not bad tonight. Mm. Proud of him. Yeah. Proud of Jack and Rocker.
Always did good.
Racing for Relief was on earlier tonight.
Pretty awesome.
What a great organization that is. And
that is pretty awesome.
And like Neil said, they made, what, $280,000.
$1,000. To give to first responder groups.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's incredible.
And we went out to the last couple of times we went to the
Eldora
for the they have that family fun night.
Family one, yeah.
And it's unbelievable the crowd they get now. When it first started, you know, there might have been 2,000-3,000.
Yeah.
No, there's 10, 12.
Jam-packed.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a great deal. I don't want to say a tough weekend for the Indians. But you know what? Friday night, New Bremen, we got two home games. The Bradford, we knew we was probably going to handle. Big one was Friday night, and we just got off to an absolute horrible start.
Yeah,
again.
And
a few of them,
Bremen was better than what I thought they would be.
Yeah, they actually were.
They're athletic. They play great defense. Bremen's solid ball club, and whenever you get behind, like we got behind, it's tough to come back.
It is, and it seems like Neil said, this is about the third or fourth time we've had a terrible start.
Yeah.
They get down 10 points, and our team is having such a hard time scoring right now that you get down 10, 12 points right away, it's a battle to get back in it.
We're not real good of a possession team. You know, we're not real good at if we got to slow it down, stop our offense, because we struggle passing the ball. Our ball handling is, now we're 7-3. Don't get me wrong,
right?
But against a good team, we have weaknesses, and it's been exposed the last few times.
Yeah.
We have a tough weekend. We got to go to Minster on Friday night, and Crestview, a team that if we play well, we'll be able to compete with.
Yep,
both these teams, but we gotta. We definitely gonna have to play good.
We need to step up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to be better.
Yeah,
definitely got to be better.
We're better than we've been playing recently, but we have to prove that.
Yeah, if you look at the Friday night Bremen game, horrendous start to that game.
Bad start.
And then you get behind, and you get pushed, and then you get you got to work so hard to get back in the game, and when you have Bremen's a big physical, they have good ball handlers, and we just got behind the fifth wheel and we couldn't pull it.
No,
up.
And if somebody would have told me that Breaker Judy wasn't going to have a point, I would have said you're nuts,
right?
But we probably had 4-point blank finishes that just a little too hard off the line.
Absolutely,
we got to get that
one
done.
Of those games and. And it all starts, and I'm a big fan of, and I've always said this, is that JV game is not important with wins and losses. It's important with how you get ready to play that varsity game.
Yeah.
And I think if you have a poor performance in the JV team, it can for some reason, carry over.
Feed into the
varsity. And that JV team played their best quarter, the first quarter.
Yeah, great first quarter.
18-7 against a really good Bremen team, and then they could not make a shot.
The worst back-to-back quarter.
Couldn't handle it. Yeah, that was...
Oh, my God. Bad.
And then they go out Saturday night against Bradford, and our JV team could have scored 125 points.
Oh, yeah. We could have named the score.
Yeah,
we
could have. You know, and everything goes in. That's the damnedest thing ever.
Yeah. It is.
You know,
night before you can't get in.
Yeah, you can't make a shot, and then we go, and you're just relaxed, and you're just in the flow.
It's momentum.
Yeah.
Even more, I've noticed it more this year in basketball than before, but volleyball has always been that way. But this year, girls and boys, it's just one team will score 15 points, and then the other team will shut them down and score 8 in a row, and then it just keeps going back and forth. But, you know, we got in a groove, and we couldn't miss, and our confidence was rolling.
Yeah. And that's also, you know, when you have youth, when you have young team, you'll fight that. And I think that that's kind of what we're fighting at right now.
Yeah.
A lot of young kids out there, and that varsity, you know, your guard play is, you feel terrible for them because you know they're trying so hard and pressing. Colson and
Grant.
Yeah. You know, them guys, you know, you can't help but love them. Yeah. But, you know, they're both of them.
Well, like you said, Friday night, neither one of them could throw the ocean.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable. And they couldn't handle it. It was just like, but then Saturday night, Colson has a nice game, comes back.
And that's what it takes.
Points.
That's what it takes to get back on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get a little confidence going back there again. And
yeah, that's right.
Pull them after game, that's better. That's what we got to do. Yeah. You just shoot like that.
Well, yeah, and it's easier said than done.
It is.
You know, we got a big one went Friday night at Minster, and then Saturday night, Crestview. Minster's a game
hard one over there.
It is hard, but we've played well over there.
We
they're young. They got the big kid, the Albers kid inside, but they got that Steffi kid that's a sophomore that's just now starting to play pretty good. They got coach's son, McClurg, who's a nice player, can stick it in the hole, plays really hard. It'd have to be a big effort for the Indians Friday.
Yeah, we got to come out. We can't stink out of the gate. We got to come out ready to go and ready to play, and I'm sure Bobby will have them ready.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that, I look forward to Friday night.
I do, too.
And then the girls are in action tomorrow night. Minster Wildcats up here at Fort Site. And I got to do the book for that one.
Are you doing the book?
Yeah, I got to sneeze right now, though.
Water balloon.
Here we go. Okay.
Still coming. There he is.
Hey, now. That's a good one.
Just a reminder, Saturday's boys game at Crestview is a 5 o'clock JV start.
Oh, 5 o'clock?
4:30. 5 o'clock JV start. Yep. So...
If you just
go for the varsity game, you might be an hour late.
Yep.
If you're thinking it's 6 o'clock,
yeah,
so it's 5 o'clock
because we're starting an hour early.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that would.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But they get to see the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we did that with that running clock.
Oh yeah.
People forget about that. That running clock. We got it. We had an early start Saturday.
Well, our cheerleaders missed their national anthem.
Yeah. They were out there
practicing in the sack or whatever they was.
Five of them were supposed to be singing the national anthem.
Where's the singers at?
I don't know. I'm announcing them. Ain't nobody here. It's like, okay, am I supposed to announce when you ain't here?
Ryan's like, I guess I'll play it.
Because
you know you're going to catch hell.
Yeah. It didn't matter. He was definitely going to.
It'll be just fine. It's all just worked out just fine.
Yep.
So,
never doubt.
No, that's right. And then the girls, like we talk about in action tomorrow, Minster Wildcats. And then do they got a game Saturday? Are they off Saturday?
Nope.
We're off.
They off Saturday.
Yep.
So we go to the Arcanum game.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Played better.
Well, let's go back to the JV game. I thought our JV team really looked good on
Saturday.
Played
good, yeah.
Yes. They did.
I thought that was their best game of the year.
Yeah.
Now, there are several good things in that game.
Yeah, there's some young kids that can play.
Yeah, Absolutely there is.
Yeah, and now that we're a little over halfway through the season and they have some games under their belt, they're not newbies out there anymore. They know that the competition is tougher than it was in junior high. So yeah.
There's some big girls out there.
Yeah.
I kind of like them.
I do too.
I like Al's daughter, the Evers girl. I love the, is there Ranley down there?
Ranley girl. Yep. Nice tall girl.
Yep. So.
Two of them, actually.
Yeah.
That one's not
and
bad.
I absolutely. The Huntsman girl plays varsity.
Very good.
Yeah, she can shoot.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's
and handle the ball pretty well.
Her mom was good.
Yeah.
Her mom was the kind of same kind of player. Yep. Good ball player.
Who was her mom? I don't know.
Carissa?
Carissa Will.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
She's about a year older than Kelsey, I think. Maybe she's a couple of years older than Kelsey, maybe. But yeah. But yeah, she's a good player.
Yep, absolutely. So they don't give up on the girls yet.
No.
I agree.
Yeah. Our record isn't good, but we've been playing. We've had some pretty good games the last few weeks, and then like their Canem game, you know, we were down like what 15 going into the fourth quarter, and ended up losing by 6 or 7. We
made a good girl
comeback.
She can get foul trouble. Yeah, absolutely. You're exactly right there. You said take her out. It's inevitable, you know, that she's going to get that. She just plays aggressive.
Yeah.
She's going to get them calls because she's out there on the point, out in the island, right by the referees. And if you just do a little foul, and you're going to get nailed for it.
Yep. You are correct, Fee. She's so vital to that.
She is vital for that team,
And you know, she's had a lot of games where she didn't get in foul trouble also. So, you know, in the past, she just seemed to always be in foul trouble because she just so aggressive. She would not let up. She can't let up, but she's kind of gotten out of that. But the last couple of games, last two or three games, there's several times where she's had some foul problems. I think we
got to keep her on court.
Yes, we do.
Yep, no doubt. Let's take a break. Come right back. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We have. IU in Miami.
Ooh, it's going to be fun.
We have coaching carousel in the end.
Crazy coaching carousel.
We talk about our bowlers. Bowlers with a nice win last week. So we'll come back. We'll talk about all that stuff. And we're going to talk about the atmosphere in the Fortside Fieldhouse this weekend. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. You'll also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at wayneiga.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Good
Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up this week on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and FullRecoveryRadio.com. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will host the Minster Wildcats. On Friday, the boys will travel to Minster. Saturday, the boys will travel up to Crestview. Get out to as many games as you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
That was a lot longer than 10 seconds.
Now we're back. Hello, hello.
How fun was that gym this weekend?
Woo! It was hopping.
Oh, man.
That's fun. Them kids were fired up right
they
now.
Were. They were fired up.
They were very loud.
Yeah. And then the pop thing is huge.
Yeah. They love
pop
that.
Pop a shot.
They love that, too.
Yep.
Good call by Brian.
Yep.
Bring your old pop in there.
Yeah, I don't know if they make money on it, but I don't care.
He actually did. He made $80 Friday night, I think he said.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It seems to me like...
Looks like every kid's got going good.
Yeah.
They should have an adult at one side. We'd never make them.
Yeah.
But fifths of booze out there, paid $10.
We did that at... They had that at St. Mary's McBroom Gymnasium about the last year.
Yeah.
And I went out and I nailed one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Big.
McBroom. Ain't that something you can remember that? You can't remember what you had for lunch.
Nope.
But I remember making a free throw for $2.
Speaking of making free throws, I remember, I just made me think of something a couple of weeks ago about the halftime shootout when people would put a buck in and if a kid got his name drawn, Big P was so nice. Come on, Sweet P, you can make this. Yeah. If an adult got it,
no,
he was so brutal. Not a chance in hell.
Yeah.
People paid to go see that. They didn't. A lot of times they didn't care about the game.
We got to spice up Les Johnson.
We got to do something, dude.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I don't know. Would you do adults or?
I don't know. I don't know what to do with that. But we got to spice her up a little. I love the idea of giving out the money like they do.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
keeping Les's name. I it's awesome.
Yeah. For need to have that.
But it'd be neat if we could somehow, you know.
Make it a little fucking like the other night when I have two girls, they couldn't make a shot.
No, poor girls.
That's like me, she
her home.
It's terrible. Yeah, poor girls couldn't get it to go in.
We'll have to think about that a little bit.
Yeah. We need to
tweak Donnie that. Does all that, so yeah, God love him for doing that.
Job.
I appreciate the hell out of him.
Yeah.
So yesterday, the Fort Recovery Girls Junior High program was playing Minster.
Yeah.
Minster's really good. Fort's struggling.
Yeah.
And Minster had a, they put it to us pretty good.
Yep.
Right?
Hammered us.
Yeah. And they play a full court man, and in the mm-hmm. fourth quarter, with 3 minutes and 30, they're still full court man.
That can't happen.
Yeah.
That cannot happen.
And it's 52-6 or something.
Yeah,
it was like
terrible.
And if there's a lot of fired up people, and
you don't want to see your kid get clobbered.
No, like no, and there was a lot of. I made a post on Twitter and Facebook, and a lot of people
replied,
and a lot of messages. And I got some, and I just want to say that I got. The athletic director from Minster reached out to me this morning. He said, what happened was their regular coach was not there. They had a young kid filling in. They felt bad. They absolutely felt bad. And I got some other messages that
Larry.
Say, hey, we're not about this, you know. And so I took the post down, water under the bridge.
Yeah.
But you just can't do that.
Can't do that.
You can't do that to a fellow elite school. If you want to do that to, you know, even that, you don't want to do. You don't want to beat somebody up like that. And
I remember
our girls only had five girls. Right. Two in, you know.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And they're subbing 5-5, and it's
not good.
No. So
that's what I remember when Kels played New Knoxville, only had six girls.
Yep.
And halftime, we were up 40-10 or 2.
Yeah.
I mean, they had hardly any points, and the referees walked over me and goes, "You have a problem with us taking that score off?" I said, "Absolutely, take it off."
Yeah.
And then we won the second half, maybe 21-17 or something.
Right.
I told our girls to go down in the paint, stand there with your hands up, and let them shoot.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You don't.
Yeah. It's tough all the way around. You know, I was always under the impression, hey, you just got to get better.
Right, right.
You know, but when you only got 5 girls and
that's tough.
You just can't beat the
she got some
incarnations out of those little girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't that long ago. Our program was on the other end of that.
Oh, yeah. We used to pound teams, too. Yeah. That's.
Oh, Diane McClung.
Diane McClung was a pressing machine. We used to kill me.
Yep, but we're on the, and you know, hopefully it's just temporary.
Yeah, and we get back the other way. But yeah, I don't. I think the Bradford coach wasn't too happy either. We were kind of
cherry picking
going on
he
there.
He didn't like that either. No,
waiting on dunks and
yeah, we were trying to set up a few dunks, but
we did get a couple fun dunks out.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, those guys are unbelievable.
They can hammer it.
Yeah. And Monday night we got much freshman play.
Yeah.
And they're playing Anna, and we got a nice freshman team, of course.
We do.
Doozy got a dunk in that one.
Yeah, last second dunk.
So.
I like that.
Yeah.
I saw him in, I think, 7th grade, and his skill level was he was tall.
Yeah.
And now he's a real ball player.
He is. He has really long arms.
He is so much better than he was as a 7th grader.
He's got to get a better touch, though.
Yep.
Down low.
Got to work on that. And I'll tell you another kid that I really like is Bentley Dilworth.
I do,
Bentley
too.
Dilworth has...
Beatles get...
He will guard you.
He will guard you.
Yeah. He's behind the 8-ball offensively, but he'll take it to the rack.
Yeah.
And if
he's wide open, he'll shoot it.
Yeah.
I like that mentality. Yep. That's what you got to be.
He's very good at keeping his head up, sees the floor.
Yep.
His fundamental game is really good. We got to get those guys to develop.
Keep getting. But they got a nice freshman class.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Put him on there.
Yeah, they
I'd be really good.
Yeah, and our 8th grade and 7th grade are both solid.
Yeah. Well, I think we got things coming.
We do. Our boys' basketball program is solid from now
way up,
until
I think. Yeah.
We are in our deathbed. But
yep.
Yeah, but no, I was... There's a lot of stuff down there in that boys' program.
It's fun.
It is.
There's a lot of it. There's a lot of the parents that are going to do anything they can to make their kids good. And that's fun.
And then on Sunday, they have the youth. Parkway has a youth.
Yeah, you went over that.
Deal. Yeah, I was over there. And that's the damnest thing ever. 42 teams.
What?
42 teams are there Sunday. That. It costs $40 a game to play. And you're guaranteed 2 games. So do the math on how much money that thing's bringing in.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
And it is. And it's $5 entry fee. And I was at our 3rd grade game, and I counted 56 Fort Recovery grandparents and parents there in 3rd grade.
That is a cash cow.
Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's all, the referees are Reese Rogers and Doug Uzis. Yeah. They're all really good.
Good guys, yep.
It's just really a good deal, and I was impressed with the... level of play from the Fort Recovery kids. Our 3rd and 4th graders are solid.
Yeah, that's
yeah. They're really good. And then I see our girls, 2nd or 3rd graders. They won.
Yeah.
And then I seen our 5th grade boys won the silver division at the edge.
Good.
This weekend and they're
playing a lot of ball.
Playing a lot of ball.
That's fun. That's good stuff.
And I'm with you, Fee. That is absolutely the way it's supposed to be.
And I see that most of the coaches I've seen that are doing it. They're doing it right. You got to keep teaching them fundamentals. It don't matter about wins and losses, and keep working, get them better.
Yeah, I agree with you. So we got the big national championship game Monday. Who you got? You taking IU? You rooting for IU?
I am definitely rooting for
IU. I am absolutely rooting for IU.
100% IU. Yep. I wouldn't root for Miami versus Russia.
No.
And I'm kind of thinking
Ray Lewis,
Michael Irvin.
In my head, I'm kind of thinking if the Buckeyes played Indiana again, I'd probably root for Indiana this time. I just love that. I love what he's been able to do in 2 years. That's incredible.
He's some kind of coach.
Some, I know he brought some players with him, but they weren't.
No,
they were one or zero star players. They weren't five star players that he brought with him.
I mean, they like,
With heat. But did you see the average age of Indiana compared to everybody else?
Yeah,
Indiana's average is 23 years old.
Ooh.
Ohio State's 19.
19, yeah.
Think about that.
He's got some
4 years, and that's how experience. That's, yeah, experience, and they got,
you know,
great,
that's exactly the way, like the basketball. You know, those teams that have five seniors that have played together forever, they always compete.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I mean, the Kentucky's where you get five stars, and then they all go to the NBA, and then they come back and get five more.
Yeah, and they come in fourth in the NCAA.
Hard to, hard to get that groove going when you only got 1 year together.
Yep.
But
so I'm in my vehicle tonight, right?
Yep.
And sitting at the mill, and I'm listening to the Pacer pregame. All right. Pacers have won three in a row.
All right, okay.
Yeah. They're terrible, but they've won three in a row.
So they have four wins this season?
They have like seven. Maybe nine.
Many more.
Yeah,
they're playing the Toronto Raptors. Raptors have four starters out. They have nine players in uniform.
Ooh.
So I look at the line, and it's Indiana by one. That's a lock. Indiana's going to kill them. They've won three in a row.
They're rolling.
Yeah. It was 37-11 Toronto in the first quarter.
Another good bet.
I bet $50 on it. 37-11.
That's bad.
I'm like,
so, well, but Indiana could come back and outscore them in the second quarter, 37-11. Then you're tied at halftime.
NBA, you still got a chance, but that's not a good. Not a good start.
I should post my bet.
Yeah.
And people just go opposite. And they'll be millionaires.
Go opposite, you'll make money.
Yep.
You guys should get a cut for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'd give you 10%.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep. If everybody gave you 10%, you could be a billionaire.
Yeah.
We bet the house on Ohio State over Indiana.
How'd that work out?
Didn't work out too good.
I would have thought that Ohio State would win that, but
I would have too.
I just love Indiana. I love that whole story.
You like Cingetti? Cingetti?
I don't know much about him, but I love his facial expression.
Yeah, he does.
He has one.
Like,
Google me.
He has one.
I win.
Indiana people are freaking fired.
Jacked up.
Oh, I would hope they are.
Yeah.
There'll be so many people down there in that Miami.
Yeah, there'll be the whole state of Indiana, they'll just go down there.
Ticket prices?
Is $5,000 or something?
Yeah. To park your vehicle, $700.
$700?
$700.
I saw some on Facebook that said the prices are ridiculous. I'm thinking $50.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And $50 is ridiculous. That's
700.
That's 15 times that.
You know, if we could get a community club, we'd do that. We could have a nice year.
We could have parked two cars and go home.
Yeah.
Yeah. See you, boys. $1,400. See you later. Find your way out.
I think for the tractor pull, we charge $2. It might be three now, whatever.
Yeah.
Five, whatever. But when we first started doing it,
Arnie was mad at us.
Yeah, he was mad. We didn't charge.
Can't charge.
We wasn't. Yeah.
You can't charge. You'll never. They all leave. They're going to leave.
Yeah. And I remember the first 2 years there was like maybe 400 cars on the left side, north, the east, south side. And they were lined up past the Legion on the. Because they would not spend that $2 for parking.
Yeah.
But after a while, they got figured out.
They kind of figured it out, yeah.
Well, we weren't even ahead of the time, but everybody charges for parking for any kind of event. And a lot of times, it's not $700, but it's not free.
No.
Yeah. The basketball tournament games out down there at Kettering is $5, I think.
Yeah, we paid. Big P would go to Ohio State, and he would pay when I was a kid. Now, Big P was.
It was $20 or
something. It was $20, and he'd just fork it out. And
that was a long time ago.
Now, I'd pay $100 to park it.
Yeah, if you can get me close. Yeah. It's worth it.
Absolutely. Because I am super lazy.
Well, and it depends on the weather. Because sometimes it's nice to go through there and just see who's tailgating and all that kind of stuff. But for the most part,
yeah.
Yep. I'm going to the game. I'm not going to
get me as close as
yeah. Yeah. Just get me close.
Yeah, that's right. We got the only coach in the Central that survives is Zach Taylor.
The North, yeah.
Or the North, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the only one.
Only one. We got clearing them all out.
Tomlin, Harbaugh.
Yep.
Stefanski, all gone.
Do you think Harbaugh? I mean, nah. So Pittsburgh's coach,
Tomlin.
Yeah. Do you think he was forced out? I don't think he was. Was he? I can't imagine that.
I don't know.
I didn't hear anything.
They said Art Rooney will not fire him.
Really?
Yeah. They said he will not fire him, so he's going to have to step down. Well, he stepped down.
He did, right afterwards.
Yeah. That was a butt kicking.
That was.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Caleb was there, right?
Yeah,
Caleb went. Yeah, I bet he was like, oh, my God.
Well, actually, the fourth quarter was 10-6.
Yeah.
It absolutely went south on him.
Yeah, it imploded, no doubt.
Yeah.
So, hey, who's the Browns' next coach? Who you want?
I don't know. Tomlin. I almost think maybe one of them young kids.
Yeah.
That you don't know, and he'll go in there and hopefully give us some offense.
Yeah, I don't know either. Schwartzy, I like Schwartzy.
I would keep Schwartzy.
But
then you're going to have the exact same thing.
I know it.
They say kid we got's good, that Reese, that offensive coordinator. Yeah. They say he's supposed to be the up-and-comer.
It is unbelievable.
I still think you get a couple linemen and a couple wide receivers.
We're not that far away.
We're not that far from the playoffs.
But we got to get some offensively.
Ugh.
Offensive line.
A decent line. Is Sanders going to be okay?
I'm not a Sanders guy.
Hey, but I'd give him another year.
You give him another year?
At least half a year. Although Watson might play. Depends on who you get in here.
Yeah, I think if I've had a lot of people tell me he is never going to take another snap for the Browns.
I wouldn't think he would. But
if they're going to pay him $30 million, you might as well.
And if
pay the dipstick.
If Sanders plays and gets hurt.
Yep.
Put him in before I'd put Gabriel.
Yeah.
You could draft Johnny Football.
Johnny Football.
Bring him back.
Johnny Football.
We can bring him back.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
So Super Bowl, who's going to get there?
Great games. I don't know.
Last week games were unbelievable.
They were unbelievable. The only bad one was Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The rest of them were all barn burners.
Yeah, and it wasn't bad.
I'm rooting for Houston.
Absolutely.
And Buffalo Bills.
Bills, Willie.
Yeah. But
I'd say.
So why Houston?
Buckeyes, CJ Stroud. Yeah. I'd like to see him in Buffalo in the AFC final, but
I'd like to see him, yeah. Bears, I wouldn't mind Bears winning.
The Bears.
I still like Buffalo. I like Allen.
He's good.
Yeah, I just.
So what is it? They're at Denver, Houston at New England.
Yeah.
Bears at, or the Bears hosting?
They host.
And Seattle and San
Francisco. Seattle, San Francisco, and.
I got to sneeze again.
Uh-oh.
Got her going.
I do.
You're not allergic to that Chex Mix, are you?
Might be.
Maybe that is.
He sneezed at it about 4 times. Been,
yeah. Somebody's going to enjoy that the rest of the week.
I've
been fighting a cold all week.
Ugh.
I got to get out of here.
Get to Florida.
All right, I will. Next week, I'm out.
I'm okay if you leave early.
Go to Florida.
I can't leave early. I'm leaving like Tuesday or Wednesday morning.
Perfect.
Just do a whole lot of planning tomorrow and leave on Friday.
No, ball games. I ain't leaving.
Oh, okay. So leave on Sunday.
You could leave Sunday.
Yeah.
Only bad thing, you won't be able to. Usually you always left on Friday or something, didn't you? Because you could listen to
I know.
Listen to the ball game on the way down while you're driving.
Thursdays. We always left Thursdays.
Listen to girls games. I remember that.
Oh, I love that.
That's perfect.
It would come on about when I'd get to like Knoxville because we'd work till noon and then leave. And that'd take me to Atlanta. Perfect.
Yep, drive you right to Atlanta.
3 hours, boys. I love it.
If it could just get you through Atlanta, it'd be okay.
I know.
Of course, absolutely. That time of day, is Atlanta terrible still, or is it not too bad that time of day?
We've gone through there every time. We're in that POV lane.
Yeah.
You know, you can zip right through that thing.
What's POV? I never heard of that.
There's a lane there, two people per vehicle. Oh. And you can get in the right and just zoom keep right flying. Through it.
As long as you're not one person, you can get in
yep.
there.
Yep.
Keep flying.
Go, baby.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
So next week, you got Billy coming in?
Yeah, I think Billy's going to come in.
All right. We got a big week of basketball. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Fish fry. Did you got fish fry successful?
I got there for a few minutes, just enough to get a pretty good amount of fish in me. And I did, it was really good.
I did, too. It was very good.
Yep, and I heard only the people I heard talking about it all said it was just fantastic.
Good.
How was the crowds? Did they say? Did Roger them say?
I didn't hear.
It's almost of it?
I didn't hear that yet.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything either. Bill thought it was down a little bit. But
yeah, I thought there was a good crowd when I was there.
Yeah.
But
yeah, when I got there, I guess I got there around 4:45. I was about a half an hour, and most of the tables had people at them. The long tables weren't full, but they were
pretty darn
pretty good amount of people. So I don't know what it, and I think right about that time,
fish was
when the church was getting out. So.
All right, so tomorrow night, Indians at home versus the Minster Wildcats. Yep. Friday, we travel
to Minster.
Take on the Wildcats. Saturday, it's Crestview Night.
Yep.
5 o'clock, JB.
Who are you taking, Mariah Stein?
Mariah Stein.
Against Delphus?
Oh, Mariah Stein, Delphus.
That should be a good one.
I'm going to
take... That's at Marion, isn't it?
Yeah. At Marion. The game sold out in 4 minutes.
Yep.
Seen that on...
Is that right?
Yep.
They're sold out in 3 if they'd had it at the Vatican.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that. They probably hold about the same.
Yeah,
I was thinking. Probably right. I forgot they have that set of bleachers clear up at the top.
That is going to be a great game.
Marion will play. They'll play them hard.
Oh, you damn right. I'm going to take the Flyers. Mm. I'm taking them.
I like it.
Okay, well, that tells everybody we need to take the.
So we need to
the Blue Jays.
Double our bets.
I'm never right.
Double your bets.
I want to thank our sponsor, the Wayne IGA.
Yep.
My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, owner-operator Neely. We'll see you next week, boys, for recovery and
go for
the Minster Wildcats this weekend.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.